Good morning. Jim Sullivan, Command and Control Center of Lease Trading, a division of Rosenthal Collins, as always high atop the Rosenthal Tower here at 216 West Jackson Boulevard, where the time is 7:01 a.m. Central Daylight Time, the date October 26, 2017. Let's get to work. When we walked in, corn traded overnight in about a 2 cent trading range, and right now just down a quarter cent, as one would expect, going over the same values over and over and over and over again. Only 8,000 traded overnight in the D slot as of 6:40 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Wheat also won around when we walked in. Right now up a half on about 3,000 contracts. Soybeans won around, now more like one higher on about 7,300 contracts. Soybean meal, 50 cents to a dollar lower, now more like unchanged to 50 cents lower on 3,000 contracts. Soybean oil, 5 to 10 higher, now more pushing more 10, maybe 10, 15 higher on about 6,000 contracts. Areas of world crop concerns, Mount Ung in Bali on the brink of eruption. Dryness concerns are, when we say that, 6.5 earthquake yesterday, 5.7 today. It's a rumbling. Dryness concerns are creeping into the conversation when it turns to North African wheat production. An example of that has been the recent snap tenders this week. Like a seesaw, if one area is too dry, then another area is too wet. Talking about the Baltic states and now cold air following in. Something tropical forming in the Western Caribbean this week. X marks the spot. We've got the map on our written commentary. While not a big storm, probably won't even get to the point of a tropical storm, it still could produce a very windy, soaking rain event for the Mid-Atlantic and New England states by the end of this weekend. Weekend frost in Texas will impact cotton more than likely not, but it'll bear watching. Way out on the edge, November 4th, snow for West Texas. Excuse me. The big picture. The U.S. and European models are in good agreement early in the outlook period, fair to good agreement later in the period. A new surge of cold weather builds over northwest Canada, moves southward early in the period. It appears that this new high will not move as far to the south as the high that is currently in the picture for the short-range period. It should still maintain below or well below normal temperatures through much of western and central Canada. Later in the period, the models are similar on the placement and strength of the anchoring latitude blocking ridges. The European model suggests that the coldest weather will head towards southwest Canada and northwest U.S., also spreading into the northern plains. Warmer weather remains in the southern U.S. on both models. It would the maps favor the European model, according to Joel Bergio of DTN. Cold corn belt, lingering showers from this weekend and colder temperatures later this week will limit harvest activity. Hard freeze this weekend should be expected for central Iowa northward. Southern plains, a turn to colder temperatures later this week could slow the development of late planted wheat. A return to at least seasonal temps will be needed next week to produce an okay stand for the HRW crop. Brazilian bean, October planting weather has been a bit of a Goldilocks situation. We continue to hear that weather is going to improve just out on the edge of the 6 to 10 day forecast. We'll believe it when we see it. Recent rains have dramatically improved the outlook for winter crops in the Black Sea region. Australian recent rains in the eastern part of the country has been helpful. More is needed. World chickpea prices are on the rise. Headlines. Dalian Futures Exchange. Jan corn closed unchanged to the Juan. Jan beans down 9. Jan meal unchanged. Jan bean oil up 16. Matif Exchange at midday. Nov corn up 1.0 to the euro. Nov rapeseed unchanged. East wheat down 0.5. Malaysian Jan palm oil closed up 5 ringgits. Asian equity markets were mixed to higher. Japan's Nikkei up 0.3%. China Shanghai up 0.3%. At midday, EU equities are mixed to higher. German's DAX up 0.3%. London FTSE 100 up 0.3%. Sounds like 0.3% is the number of the day. London AM Gold Fix at 1,278 even. Save the date, October 26th. Hey, that's today. European Central Bank meeting notes and press conference. Expecting some clarity on how 2018 tapering programs will unfold. Save the date, October 27th. Third quarter U.S. GDP. Expected quarter over quarter at 2.7%. Save the date, November 3rd. President Trump leaves on a country tour of Southeast Asia. Talk is that before he goes up, he will have appointed a new Fed chairperson. China National Bureau of Statistics said summer grain harvest, second biggest all time. Of note, China Pete Blodgett at the Asian desk pointing out China has set corn imports at 7.2 million metric tons, wheat import quota at 9.6 million metric tons. USDA attaché in China says recent government policy changes has indeed increased ethanol demand, which in turn will spur domestic production. Saudi Arabia and Russia agree they would like to keep present crude oil production cuts in place through the end of 2018. Speaking of Russia, bomb explosion in Kiev outside a television station injured a Ukrainian politician. This is a continuation of upticks of political violence in Kiev, some people pointing to Russia. This particular politician, very much a critic of Russia and the eastern border troubles. What else we got? Saudi Arabia. Speaking of Saudi Arabia, they announced a snap tender for 475,000 metric tons of optional origin hard milling wheat. Tender to close October 27th. No decision yet by Ethiopia on their tender for 400,000 metric tons of wheat. Big day for third quarter earnings set to report. Amazon, Ford, American Airlines, and many others. Pete Blodgett at the equities desk pointing out Ford profits up 63% good at truck sales. Pete Blodgett also saying Ford makes a damn good truck. Other news of note, President Temer of Brazil avoids trial over obstruction of justice but was unable to avoid urinary obstructions. He's gone into the hospital for tests. Smithfield Foods to sell branded pork products online in China. Reuters out with another story talking about China will not focus exclusively on GDP growth, will instead emphasize growth quality as well. That should be good news for people that want to clean up their environment. Commentary. Last week and early this week, feed grain prices tried to move lower but failed in finding any follow-through buying to break out of recent ranges. Last couple of days, the wheat complex has tried to move higher and break out of its recent ranges to the upside but failed to generate enough short covering yesterday and failed by the close. Given the approaching harvest weekend, one would think the next move would be to retest the recent lows led by the feed grains once again if the weekly export sales are poor and there are no overnight sales at the 8 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Then it would seem the first move for the North American session would be lower. Speaking of weekly export sales, forgot to mention wheat expected between 300 to 500, corn 800 to 1.2, beans 1.2 to 1.6, meal 100 to 250, oil 8 to 30,000 contracts, not contracts, metric tons. As always, have a great day trading. Give us a call, 312-795-7975.